Have you ever noticed the squirrels around here? They have a warning system. If a hawk comes by, a coyote comes by. Back in the days of Orion, if Orion went by, one of them would start chirping to let the others know that there's danger. And in a lot of cases, it wouldn't stop. It would just go on and on and on. The hawk had passed, the coyotes had gone, but it would keep on chirping there. Our minds are like that. We get fixated on something, a thought that may have been useful at some point, but now it's no longer useful, yet we keep going over and over and over and over, the same old thing all over again. We've got to learn how to pull out of that. It doesn't serve any purpose. Part of the mind will say, well, there was that danger back there. Yes, there was that danger, but if you keep on chirping like this, then if a new danger comes, nobody's going to know. You have to learn how to keep your thoughts in proportion to what's actually going on. This is why we practice meditation, is to give the mind a good place to go. You think when you have to think, and when you don't have to think, you can put the mind back in concentration. The image of the forest tradition is having a knife that you keep in a sheath. You bring the knife out only when you need it, cut through things, and then you put it back in the sheath. You notice that if it's not sharp, you sharpen it up a bit. But most people, their minds are like a knife that they just keep cutting and cutting and cutting and cutting. And don't protect the knife blade. Keep on using it until it's dull. And then they get upset because they can't cut through things, and so they try to cut harder, which doesn't make much difference. The mind needs to rest. So give it a resting place here with the breath. The Buddha said, a wise person is someone who is a master of the ways of the mind, by which he meant that you think what you should think, and when there's nothing to think about, you put the mind back into concentration. Thoughts that you realize are giving you trouble, you don't have to think them. Think just about things that are useful. And in the beginning, because your old habits keep going and going and going like that, when you sit down to meditate, you're going to hear those voices in the mind. But you don't have to pay them any attention. Let them run out on their own. If you pay attention to them, that's feeding them. So you stay with the breath regardless. And eventually those voices will get weaker. The chirping of the squirrels will get fainter and fainter until it stops. And that way your mind becomes your ally instead of your enemy. So give the mind a good place to stay and have a sense of proportion in your thinking. How much thinking is enough? How much thinking is too much? How much thinking is just like a broken record? Repeats itself over and over and over again. That kind of thinking doesn't accomplish anything. You do best to let it go.